difficult times, the enemy lying, but we came to give you the truth.
We here for the fight of our life, but we fight in Christ, so all things we can do.
We go to the end, people dying in sin, so now it's time for us to recruit.
Calling all the church, time to get to work, no more this hide behind the pew.
Ain't no time to wait,
we gotta move with hate, cause this war is just beginning.
Hey,
we gotta run the race,
they got set the pace,
and we gon' keep on winning.
So leave all your past behind,
cause we soldier for Christ and we on the front line.
If you want to teach and give sight to the blind,
then get ready, cause it's time
to go.
To God be the glory.
A Time to Harvest Ministries would like you to join us every Sunday for service, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
We say it's saved, because remember, when your spirit is saved already, nothing can come against it. Because
if you miss a service or the live broadcast of it, you can tune into our Bible study show, God's View, following directly after service.
My expectations might just be, I just want $1 million in a big house. How about God gonna supersede that? Why would I want to believe if somebody could just speak and know that?
You miss a service and God's View? That's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to Pastors Roxana Becknell Show, Words from Above, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. on Kingdom Supporter Radio Network. For more info on the Time to Harvest Ministries shows and events, or if you have a prayer request, interested in being a baptismal candidate, or you would like to partner with us, whether it's through donation or sponsorship, contact us at our website, atthm.com. We hope to see you in service real soon. Until then, we pray God bless you and produce an unexpected harvest in your life. And always remember, it's about the people.
About the people, about the people, about the people.
Good morning, Facebook, and good morning, audience that is here in the house today. Welcome again to our Time to Harvest Ministries. I'm Pastor Roxana Becknell. As Marty always tells me, he reminds me of who I am when I'm saying things. And good morning again. We've been talking about the mind and how we need to think and how we need to do things and how things have to come to fruition of what we say. And if we don't say the right things or we don't think the right things, nothing is going to happen that is going to be right. In order for things to happen, we have to think the right things and do the right things so that the right things can come and happen. So this morning, we're talking about your mind. And, you know, we had a commercial a long time ago that said a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's true. So that if you have a mind that is not thinking on things that are above, things that are good, then you are wasting your mind for what God wants you to have. And so this morning, we're going to talk about the mind. And you know, a lot of people are not using their mind these days to think, and I've just been watching and noticing people as we go into a new era of time and a new season of what they're doing and how they're doing things, and it's just a reference to now that it's almost closing curtain and we need to get it together. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you for the people that are listening, those that are in the house, and Father, we thank you for those that wanted to come and couldn't come, ones that wanted to be here in their mind, they're somewhere else. Father, just bless them. And Father, we thank you for the church that are opening your name on this morning and those that are opening on this afternoon for your sake. And Father, that you bless them, bless their shepherds of the house. And Father, we thank you that we are the sheep that are following you as the Lord, as our shepherd. And Father, we thank you also that this service will be rendered unto you, that the word will be rendered unto you and stated and said, so that people can understand, even the baby can understand, that we must change our minds and not just our clothes. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All minds, we are now going into another season of living. You know, we may be ready for, you know, for it to renew our minds and to renew our words and to renew the things the way we think. And God, however, will keep you in the word if you will let and allow him to. And so if you think about it, we are already getting into the mix of the hustle and bustle of society and of life. And we tend to have a time where we just forget about the word and forget about God because so many distractions have come into our life. You know, we got children, we have homework, we got school work for us, we got, you know, college, we go to get the car fixed, we have to get the house done, we have to cook dinner. What are we going to cook for dinner? What are we thinking about? So these things come into as distractions for us, but we have to make an intentional point to make and mandate ourselves to think about what's on above. So we have to now think about the word we've learned. So not just learning the word. Every time we walk into a church home or to a church setting or in just all the study time that we have privately, that we are now keeping those things that we have heard and keeping those things that we are learning so that our prayers can be answered. See, we wonder why what we pray sometimes don't get answered because we don't just pray in a mist. We just don't just pray with doubt. We just don't pray the right way. And so keeping our trust in what God has said. See, we have a tendency to know that God said this, but we have a time and tendency to not trust what God said. So our heart then tells us, well, it didn't happen yet. So, you know, our heart, you know, deferred is, you know, we just get disgusted. And he gets sick. So we then get in our mind, and well, if God wanted me to do it and have it and keep it, then he would have gave it to me a long time ago. But it doesn't happen that way. Because sometimes we get things and we can't handle what we get. That's why when people win the lottery, they can't see themselves in that position. So they can't see themselves with this responsibility of all this money. So therefore, they don't prosper in it. And sometimes they lose the win as soon as they get it. So keeping our trust in what God has said, and we now have to live in a society that has changed from a normal to what people are now calling a new normal. That where we have to wear masks, we have to wash our hands, we have to think sanitary thoughts and sanitary means of survival now, because everything is a germ. So you're looking at, oh, germs on this, germs on that. So we got to spray. We're spraying people. We're spraying ourselves. And our, you know, the future is bringing more pestilence. So how are we going to spray those away? And more trials. Are we going to keep continuing to spray those away? And we are told by the prophets that we are going to, we need to stay woke. This is a time that we need to guard our posts. Take heed to what's coming up because what's ahead may be even more detrimental. So we have a purpose for today. So our old ways and minds have to get steadfast on the new and renewable mind that we claim we have. See, I say claim we have because I still see you doing the same old stuff every day instead of doing something different, taking a different route or changing the way you are. And I still see you doing the old things to keep stuff out the old wine and the old wine skin. We got to get away from that because you can't stay steadfast in old things and then talk about I'm going to be steadfast and unmovable in the new. It doesn't work that way. It's new, not just because you are about to worship in your worship service, but it's about the word that you keep and the word that you live. And the word was God and the word is God. So we need to say it's beautiful so that the worship that we experience becomes different in this time that we're living in.
Amen.
See, it's not going to be the same old Lord. Hallelujah, that regular worship that you've been doing is going to change so that your heart can now be in it and be setting upon the mind that is going to be new so that your worship now can configure the things now that are going to be the newness of God in you. So you see things different, you worship different, you live different because God is different now to you. So that newness of God has done. We got chaos enough. That we speak the word so much that we still forget that we're in a fight daily. We have to stop living with half-hearted faith and being shy about our faith and don't want to pray in public. I don't need to pray in public. Nobody needs to see me. And then we need to stop walking in the ways that are not like God, but walk in the way that is bold in his spirit while you're in the world. I had a friend the other day. She passed away, and she was born like 2 years, I think, before me in 1964. And we were all in school together. I didn't know she was that much older than I was. I just knew she was in school with us, and she was a part of our little group that we used to sit down and eat lunch with. And then I seen this thing come across saying, you know, rest in peace, our sister, and rest in peace, sister so-and-so. And then I remember her coming to some of our Chosen Few concerts that we had a long time ago. And to see her now gone, don't know why, I didn't ask. Nobody tells you now, they just say pray, and mm-hmm. I send condolences and stuff. But to think about somebody that you knew. You know, even a young guy I used to buy fish from, can't call no more to buy fish because he's no longer here. So how are you going to think about life? Because it's temporary. And you need to be ready, whether so-and-so next to you ready or not. Who cares? You be ready. See, we need to be paying. We so busy paying bills and going to work paying bills. We so busy paying bills, going to work, repeat. After that, we go to sleep and we eat. That's Main Street. The people that live on the regular down at the bottom rung of the ladder is what's keeping the economy and society going. Whereas we are too tired sometimes to go to church, or we have other things to do that take precedence over going to church and seeing about God and God seeing about us. But let something happen. Oh, pray for me. Lord, send your healer. Lord, send this. But we forget about God when it's time to see about him. And again, if you don't have a relationship with God, he can't move on your behalf anyway. And he's not, because he don't know you. That's why some people are going to get to the other side. He said, you work up iniquity. I never knew you. Never mean that I never had a relationship with you, whether you went to church or not. But you need to save yourself, save your money, and invest it in some things that God is telling you to do at this particular time. So we have to be ready, even in our sleep, to fight the battle. Because the battle that we know of as we think it is physical, it's not physical, it's a spiritual battle. And I remember, and then I'm going to my scriptures, Proverbs 4, and it says that, you know, when we look at it, before, I was sleeping, my husband was sleeping, and then the next thing I know, I looked at the doorway. Now, we know the door is closed. But in the door was open, and I see this dark, shadowy figure in the hallway. And I looked up, and all I could say was, Jesus. Jesus. And when that figure jumped on the bed, I felt the bed shift and move, but my husband didn't move. And then I said, Jesus again, and that figure then jumped over my head and went through the wall. You got to get up out of here. Because even in your sleep, you got to do bad. You think you're dreaming, you got to do bad. Because that's what he does. And we got to follow the instructions that God has given us. Proverbs gives us instructions in the earth. He says, hear, O children, in Proverbs 4, the instruction of your father. And pay attention and be willing to learn so that you can gain understanding and intelligent discernment. Because, see, some people got intelligence, but they don't have street sense. That's your discernment. Some people got in book sense, but they're not smart and they don't gain understanding from what their book. And I tell my students all the time, if you got a doctor that you got to go to and he's going to Google while you Google it, then it's time to go. See, for I give you good doctrine, do not turn away from my instruction. If God is giving you good doctrine every day, good instruction every day, do not turn away from it. He says, when I was a son of my, with my father, this is what David said, tender and only a son, the sight of my mother, Bathsheba. He taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandment and live. So if you keep his commandments, you will live. You will live. Not just live half-heartedly, but you will live in a blessed life. Then, from living in your blessed life, you get skillful and godly wisdom, acquiring understanding, which is actively seek spiritual discernment, get mature comprehension, and you get logical interpretation. Meaning that once you get understanding of what God is telling you in the Word, then you're going to seek the spiritual side, because remember, the Holy Spirit was left here as our interpreter, not just a comforter, but an interpreter and a discernment showing you who is for you and who is not. Then it gives you mature comprehension, not the baby-fied comprehension, the baby-fied mustard seed faith, but the mature comprehension, the way you know that God is going to instill in you the maturation of the word. And then from getting your maturation of the word, you get logical interpretation. So like a child learning timetables. Once they got it, you can't take it away from them. And that's how the word is. Once you get it, you hear it, you keep it. Nobody can take it away from you. You get your degree in school, they tell you what to learn from that degree, you get it, nobody can take it from you. Even if you try to give it away, you can't. Do not turn away from her wisdom. Wisdom in this case is personified as a female, because women are the teachers of their children. They're the ones that say, let me show you the way, son or daughter. Let me show you how to cook, or let me show you how to plant a field, or let me show you. Mothers are there to do the teaching. Some cultures today, the female is still the head of everything, but the men still try to be overseers. But the women are doing all the work, building the house, the hut. And she will guard and protect you. See, if you got knowledge, you know not to go over somewhere that's going to hurt you. You know not to go somewhere where you're going to get burned. You know not to touch something that's hot because it's going to hurt you. It's going to burn you. So you have that wisdom now that is going to guard your life and protect your mind and you. And love her, and she will watch over you. And the beginning of wisdom is to get skillful and godly wisdom, and it is preeminent. And with all your acquiring, with all your getting, remember in King James, with all your getting, you get understanding. When you get understanding, in this sense, it gives you actively seeking spiritual discernment, gives you that back to that mature comprehension, and gives you that logical interpretation. It's going to give it to you, that prize wisdom. And exalt her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty and glory. Hear, my son, and accept my saying, and the years of your life will be met. See, that's why people don't live long, because they don't hear the wisdom of their fathers, the destruction of their mothers. They don't hear and they don't discern that. They don't take it on and part of them. They don't take on what the Father says. I command you to do this. I did give you to do this. You're not taking it on, so therefore you don't live long. And people tell them, well, I'm 65. Well, you're still not old. Moses met God at 65. Moses led the children of Israel out at 85. It's all in how you think. Mind of a matter, some say. So she will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty and glory. Hear, my son, accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. Next one. And I will have instructed you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. See, God's not going to lead you to no trifling path. God said to Peter, come on the water and walk. And as long as he kept his eye on the Christ, on Jesus, he was able to stand. But as soon as he looked left and right and starts, oh, the water is tyrannical. Oh, this is happening. I'm walking on water. Then that's when he started sinking. And Jesus pulled him out. See, that's what happens with us. We get pulled down in these pits of hell that we develop for ourselves. And then we want the preacher or the pastor, or we want the apostle, or we want the bishop to pull us out of there. But we have all the skill and godly wisdom to lead ourselves to the right path. We just don't do it. When you walk, your steps will be not impeded, for your path will be clear and open. God's not going to put no stones and thorns out there for you. You put that out there for yourself. And when you run, you will not stumble. So now take hold of instruction again. How many times you got to keep telling you to take hold of it, get a hold of it, understand it, actively take it, seek it, grip it firmly, do not let it go. Guard her. He just said it again. Guard her, for she is your life. We go visit that no one, nobody tell us that to, I don't want nobody to tell me now, I'm grown. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not go not go the way of evil men. Just leave it alone. So who cares of what they're saying? Who cares about how to do it? Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it. Like the Good Samaritan, he want to go this way because it's a shortcut. Sometimes when we take shortcuts, we get hurt. He got hurt on that road. So we need to understand that, look, just because it's easy, may not mean that it's right. So turn away from it and pass it on. Pass on. For the wicked cannot sleep unless they do evil. and they are deprived of sleep unless they make someone stumble and fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. For the path of the just, the righteous, is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day. So in that perfect day, that means you will be perfect in that day that you decide and make a conscious decision to live the way God wants you to live. See, you can forget about other people. They can live how they want to live. But you need to make that conscious decision to say, look, I'm going to pay attention to every word that God has given me. I'm going to live the way that God wants me to live, and this is how it's going to be. And the way of the wicked is not like what I want to do. So then leave it alone. Pass it on. So the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, pay attention. Here it goes again. I didn't even count how many times. He said, pay attention to my words and be willing to learn. Just like people talking about, I don't want to live. Don't tell me about your story. But if I tell you about my story, then you don't have to repeat the same mistake that I did. Or you don't have to take the same pivotal fall that I had to take. Or you might can miss out on the things that people wanted to do to me when I was going this path and they had all this pitfalls set for me. Then you could avoid it by just listening to the story that I'm telling you, the words that I'm telling you, and be willing to learn. Open your ears to my saying. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. So if you see it, you start doing it, and then you keep it in your heart. So if you see it, you start doing it, and you can keep it in your heart. So you keep it where? In the center of your heart by changing your life. So for they are the life to those who find them, and healing and health to all their flesh. See, when you ask God to give you wisdom on what to do, and where to go, and who to seek out, he's going to give it to you. Just like my granddaughter got to have issues with her skin. They didn't seek out a doctor in Louisiana. They still sought out a doctor somewhere else in a whole other state and got the healing and help that they needed. That's what you do. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it, out of it, springs the rivers of life. That's the King James Version, but this is the Amplified. Is going to flow the springs of life. So if the springs of life are going to flow out of your heart if you're doing what's right, then God says your cup will do what? Overflow. And when your cup overflows with blessings, then when your cup overflows with blessings, you can bless other people with the rivers that you have. He didn't say this trickle-down economic thing that we got. He's telling you the rivers that he has that's going to overflow you and overflow into others' lives where you can help other people and bless them. Put away from you a deceitful, lying, misleading mouth, but it puts devious lips far from you. You got to get away from all that. Time is out for all this foolishness. Let your eyes be directly ahead toward the path of moral courage, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you toward the path of integrity. Consider well and watch carefully the path of your feet. That means you need to be careful where you go, because everything is not going to be for you. But if you put your feet where God tells you to go, all your steps will then be directed by the Lord, and then all your ways then will be steadfast and sure. That means you know how you got level ground. Your level ground will keep you straight footed. But if you got big packs of deep, you know, paths with peaks and valleys and low parts and people with holes and pits, then you got to start making sure your steps. Do not turn away to the right, nor to the left, where evil may lurk. Turn your foot from the path of evil. So you need to turn away from evil. You need to get away from it, the next one. So what happens is we try to do what God tells us to do, but we're so busy some people try to set pitfalls for other people, so it's not even fun. Sometimes the closest people to you may set a pitfall for you, and they may say, well, yeah, I hope that person, they fall in there. But they don't realize karma. Will go around, come around. You set a fall for somebody else, something's going to be around there somewhere for you, no matter who it is. You know, a prudent person in Proverbs 27:12 sees trouble coming, and it does. But I like that. See, you see trouble coming. It's like when you see a fight on television, you know, and somebody, they in a fist fight, and then you say, man, you know if you swing this way, they coming back with their left, then duck. But we don't. We stayed there and be the hip in and took us out. And then it says right here, a simpleton.
Wow.
A simpleton, a person that's simple-minded, don't think with no common sense at all, walk in blindly and is clocked. That's how we, you know, some of us, we know the devil comes right, and he's going to come back with the left, and then you know he's coming back with the right, then you duck. So that you won't get clobbered. And then Proverbs 3 and 13 through 18, it says, you are blessed when you meet Lady Wisdom and when you make friends with Madam Insight. Wow, I like that. When Lady Wisdom comes to you and Madam Insight comes to you, you have a different discernment of how you think out here. And when you think out here, you know, we're so busy trying to keep up with the Joneses, or we're so busy trying to keep up with what's going on out here, or worry about what our friends think or family thinks, or we're trying to keep the bills paid or the house in order. But when we get Lady Wisdom and when we make friends with Madam Insight, it changes the way you think. She's worth far more than the money in the bank. And we talk about some people don't have nothing in the back. So if that's the case, you need to be with Lady Wisdom and Madam Insight. Because if you ain't got nothing in the bank, nothing from nothing, leaves nothing, you have nothing to go get. Her friendship is far better than a big salary. You could get a big salary and you can't enjoy it. Because you bedridden. You just don't know. So what's a big salary if you can't deal with it? It can't do. This is like with Moses. Moses said, well, I'm going to bring you to the promised land, but I can't go with you. Same thing, Martin Luther King. I can bring you to the promised land, but I can't go with you. I see the promised land. Moses looked over there. God says, I'm going to take the cataracts off your eyes, and I'm going to let you see. Because remember, at the end, Moses was 100-some years old. Moses was like, well, I'm gone. I'm dead to people out. I can't go in. At least let me see. God says, well, yeah, you did. He said he took the cataracts off. And he let us see the promised land, the land of milk and honey where the people were going to be. And then he gave Joshua his staff. And he says, I got to go with my father. So you're blessed to meet Lady Wisdom and make friends with Madam Insight. She's worth far more than the money in the bank. Her friendship is better than a big salary. Her value exceeds all the trappings of wealth. See, people get trapped in their wealth. And I've been watching some of these things on YouTube. So many people promise these people so much in the music industry and all of this. That they people just believe it, and they don't wind up with nothing, wind up broke at the end. Nothing you can wish for holds a candle to her. You can wish all you want. Nothing can hold a candle to her. With one hand, she gives long life. See, because if you follow God, he says, I'm going to give you long life. The children obey your parents and the Lord, but this is right. And in return, I'm going to give you long life. Your days will be plenty. Your days will be many upon the earth. See, we are promised 120 according to Genesis 6. So if you're not living out all the way to your 120, then that means something has been amiss where you were. Or you just got tired in the middle. So you want it all in your 120, then you would take hold to Lady Wisdom and Madam Insight. Because they give you long life on one hand, and then they confer recognition on the other. And then the manner that she has is beautiful. Her life wonderfully complete. So that means if you are purposely and wonderfully made according to Psalm 139, then if that's the case, then you should be able to live wonderfully and beautifully because you're made of the Creator himself. So why are we not? Because we keep going back to the distractions of the world. She's the very tree of life to those who embrace her. Hold her tight and be blessed. This is what God wants for his people. And God wants us to succeed in this thing. So when we look at it, we know who God is in our lives. And I don't know if I have one more. All right, so my thing is this, that we have to be ready in our sleep to fight whatever demonic oppressions or spirits that can awake us and hurt us. And we need to be conscious of it. And we need to know what it means when it says the spirit is willing and the body is weak. Because sometimes the body gets tired. The body gets tired, but the mind and the spirit is willing. Just like I told my daughter the other day, I'm doing stuff in my head. I just ain't moved on it yet, physically. So in closing, we need to make sure that we are serving God till our time comes. That we have to think out here in the earth. Because when we got insight and we have understanding on things, then we have wisdom on things so that all of this can come together and congeal together so that our mind can be stayed on him, that our mind can be renewed, that we have to think out here in this earth. This time and dispensation we live in, child, if you're not thinking, you better start. Because it's got something else coming around the curve. And you need to enjoy your life. If it's not like what you want, it's not like what you see, then start fixing things around you.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you all the activity of your limb. He gave you your mind to do whatever. He sent people your way that can help you.
Yep.
Then use those things, those avenues, to help you get to the heaven eye that you want to see on the earth. Because he said, on earth, as it is in heaven. Enjoy the life that he gives you, not expecting the negative. Stop looking for negative things. Stop doing negative things and just seeing positive. He said, think on these things. Think on things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are kind, things that are just. These are the things that we need to. These things will change our lives. They're making us think on the things. Changing our lives to reflect. See, most ministers tell you to reflect on how God is. No, you need to start letting him dwell in you so that you can be like him. Emulating every thought. Emulating every lifestyle that Christ has. That's what he wants. So you're not thinking your old way. Well, this, I don't like this. Well, then guess what? Fix it. Because God gave you wisdom and discernment to fix it.
Yep.
So be like Christ. Not like earthly, carnal people,
mm-hmm.
but be like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Be peculiar. He says, you know, peculiar people, thinking on good things. So people are going to think you're crazy. Well, why is it that you're crazy? Because you're thinking on things that are not like God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking and enjoying life, God wants to give you what is expected of you, things that are not negative, things that are positive,
mm-hmm.
and thinking on good things. So now just changing your life to reflect again.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just reflect it. Look like your reflection in the mirror. No, you want your reflection to be like Christ.
Right.
And you want your life to be like Christ. Everything that emanates out of you should be like Christ and not be like the earthly carnal people that you are around, because you are peculiar. So since you're peculiar, you're God's people. Be blessed, Facebook. Thank you, audience. Thank you for those that are here. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
It's time to let the world know. It's time to harvest. It's time.